And you can tell here too.
You're on.
Oh, I'm on. Hold on, I'm on. Oh wait, I'm not talking to you. I know I invited you to run sound, but I'm not talking to you.
Just fiddling.
She's not
her.
Talking.
That's
and,
it.
And I'm kind of pissed at you too.
Of course,
so,
yeah, that we're makes gonna, sense.
Yeah.
You're not talking to me.
No, I'm not
talking to me.
Yeah,
you're
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you.
What are you?
Well, I watched that episode of. Ken's Think. I'm gonna give you some free plugs. Ken's Think Tank, where the ladies of Felk,
yeah,
are on there, and you know, everything I thought was great except for the part where it said, "Yeah, David and his high pitched squeal or
I
yell
nobody
or laugh."
Said that. Nobody
okay,
said that.
Okay, what was it then? You even
said,
tried
sounds,
to do
I said,
it.
Sounds like David Mills laughing. That's how I did it.
And you left it in.
Of course I did. Yes, yeah. It's definitely going in there.
You know, I told Julie, you know, if you come today and run sound for us, I'm going to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
And she just starts giggling. And I said, but you know that I've had that laugh all my life. I have been harassed for it. It's my signature. I really don't care. You
know? Yeah.
But right. I thought the whole way that whole thing played out, I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And I did see Julie's arm. It is bruised.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Slug bug.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So
brutal.
So why don't you go ahead and plug that episode that is
it just
released on your site, right?
I'm
on the website?
In season 6 of Ken's Think Tank. You came on episode 1 of season 6 earlier this year,
you.
And we talked about male encounters of the life kind.
Right.
So now that we have I called it in the episode, I left it in there. Now that we have a spinoff called Female Encounters of the Life Kind, I had to bring the girls on. So yeah, so episode 11 that's just coming out, it's out on YouTube and the podcast. Probably by the time this episode comes out, it'll be out. It'll be on Facebook and the website, everything. But yeah, so I had Julie and Felicia on, and oh my God, it was a riot. Just like it always is when, I mean, Felicia.
She is so obnoxious.
She
you know
goes off the rails. It's hard to wrangle that girl, man.
You know who she compares she and I to is Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
Because I'm more like the Jane Fonda, straight laced,
right.
You know, and then she's the goofball. That's,
right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would
yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the name of that show, Grace and Frankie?
Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
I've seen the show, but I have not watched any of the, I've seen that the show is out there,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't watched any of it. So.
It's pretty good, actually. You know,
yeah.
you can't really go wrong with Lily Tomlin. I mean, I'm not a great
right.
big fan of Jane Fonda. I do like her, but
that's
Lily,
actually why I haven't watched it.
You don't like Lily Tomlin
yeah,
or
I'm
Jane?
A military guy.
Yeah,
so I
Jane Fonda. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Jane
she kind of lost all,
yeah.
all her support with military.
Yeah, screw her.
Has she come out? I thought she came out and apologized later sometime or another.
She did, but it didn't stop. It didn't, I mean,
it didn't
you know,
you.
Toss a plate on the ground, let it watch it break into a million pieces, then apologize to the plate. See what happens. It's already busted, man.
Wow. I didn't want to get political, Ken, but
I know.
And actually, I would like for you to tell me how you really feel. Quit holding back. Oh. We're sorry, Jane, because I know you listen to us.
Yeah, she,
don't stop listening.
I mean, everyone listens.
It's,
of course she listens.
That's right.
Yeah.
That
I don't want to meet you. I don't want to meet you, Jane. I don't want to be arrested. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do anything. I'm kind of over it. I just don't want to support her shows. That's all.
Well, I'm a big fan of Lily Tomlin and
yeah,
have been
cool.
since she was, what, Saturday Night
she's
Live?
She's kooky, but yeah, she's
yeah.
No.
she's way cool.
No.
Laugh-In.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. That even further back than Saturday.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What'd
yeah.
you do without me?
I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you that I have kind of excited because I backed her into a corner a couple of times.
Julie?
Yeah. yeah. And you know, it was funny today because I said, hey, I got to go to the bathroom before I load up and come here. And so I take off down the floor. She goes, God, look at you. And I said, yeah, I got to pee.
You know, I listen to our own episodes when I get around to them.
Yeah.
And I came across one that part of the title was Julie Screams. And I'm like, why is that name Julie Screams? It doesn't even make any sense. And it was that story of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
you
It was more of a squeal than a scream. Maybe I should have changed it to squeal. Julie squealed. But that sounds nasty.
It does. Yeah, so, a little bit.
Yeah, that crossed my mind, but I thought, no, you know, I'm not trying to make Herb jealous. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you were on hiatus last week.
Yeah.
And we had Barbie come in with a nip slip.
I saw pictures of her planting one on you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't do that.
I never do that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's probably the stubble.
Did you get a funny video or something?
It weirds me out.
It's a funny visual.
Yeah, visual of him kissing me? You have given a nip slip now and then. So,
oh, sure, yeah.
But, never the kiss. So, I don't know, man. Maybe. Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
If we're still together, New Year's Eve.
That's worded. Go ahead.
Still together, New Year's Eve, 2022, at midnight, we're going to kiss.
Wait, in the movies, that's not how that deal goes.
Oh.
If we haven't found anyone else.
Oh.
By New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Then.
But you already have.
I mean,
you found somebody.
It's the same somebody. Thing, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably kisses better than you. I haven't kissed you, so I can't tell. But
well, I can tell you
does.
Is I...
She's really good.
One of my best friends in the whole world, a little too much to drink on New Year's Eve, who has a full beard and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Or no, he didn't, but I've always had, I don't know, I've had this since the 70s, somewhere in there, and either a mustache or goatee or beard.
Yeah.
I love facial hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he comes over and plants a big one on me at midnight. I mean, like a big lip-to-lip. I've known the guy since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
This big lip-to-lip kiss, and it took me by surprise. I even puckered, and I thought, why did you do that after it was over? But I was a little tipsy myself. Anyway, he backs away, and he goes, oh, so that's what, I can't remember his wife's name. That's what she must feel like. And I looked at him kind of funny. He goes, yeah, you know, I've never had whiskers on my So, I got to pop his male kiss cherry. I mean,
nice.
What would you call that?
You know what that's like, Jim. You know.
No.
Popping a man's kiss cherry? You have no idea what that's like?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's always been more experienced, guys. One,
you know?
Right.
Because men don't say that. Oh, you're the first woman to kiss. Nobody is that brave.
I would. I would in a heartbeat. As a matter of fact, the first girl I kissed, I told her, oh my God, you're the first girl I've ever kissed.
I told my first. Yeah. I told her I had no idea what I was doing. And she's
you're going to like this story, too.
Yeah. We were in school. We're sitting in her friend's house watching TV. Two of us are sitting on the couch. We're having this conversation about kissing. I'm like, I never done that. I don't know what to do. And she's
are we
like,
talking just kissing or French kissing?
Well, yeah,
okay.
That was my first.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all the same to me. So so anyway, I told her that, and she was like, okay, just do what I do. And we're still like facing front to the TV. She's like, just do what I do. She's whispering. I'm like, okay. And I'm staring at the TV, and then all of a sudden her face is coming at me. She leans over and she's coming at me. I'm like, oh God, this is happening. And so, she was quite
was
talented.
It? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She was doing crazy things with her tongue. I was like, oh. So I learned things
quick.
From that girl that I still use today. Yeah.
Well, this same friend of mine and I, when we were teenagers again, I don't know, eighth grade, maybe seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah.
He on his back porch, we had a chair on one corner of the porch and a chair on the other corner of the porch. And we invited these two girls over that we knew. And I hadn't kissed much at that point, right? So they each sat in a chair. He and I sat in a chair, and they would come over and sit on our laps and give us a kiss, right?
Right.
No tongue, just a straight kiss.
Sure.
So that was my first experience. But we would kiss for so long, and then they would switch. So, right. You know, it was actually like I was kissing him. You know? That's what it felt like when it was
by
all
proxy.
Over.
By proxy.
Yeah, yes. By proxy. So fast forward.
Yeah.
I took his cousin to the Melodrama in Durango, who I was infatuated with.
Yeah.
Pam Johnson. Absolutely was infatuated with her, right?
Yeah.
So we go up there, and my little brother and cousin are in the back seat, because the whole family's going, okay? So I have my little brother and cousin in the back seat, but she sits next to me, and I got my arm around her, so I walk her to the door, get her home. We don't do anything in the car. Get her home, walk her to the door, and I think, you know, this is my chance to kiss a girl goodnight. This was a date. Goodnight. Yeah. Even though my little brother and my cousin, girl cousin, are sitting in the car, younger, you know, right? So I lean down to kiss her, and she opens her mouth.
Yeah.
I had no clue. What
do we do now?
I was like, oh, shit. So I opened my mouth, too, and that was about it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, here comes her tongue. And I thought, oh, that's how this works. It didn't take me long. Figured it right out. But it took somebody to push me over the edge.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a quick story?
No, oh, absolutely.
Yes. I hate to horn in on your show and everything. But
no, you're fine.
It was reminding me, when Herb and I were dating, our first major makeout session, major makeout session for quite a while, I go home and I'm still...
Weak-kneed?
Very weak-kneed.
Yeah.
I was at my mom's house. It was when I just moved back to town. It's a long story. But anyway, my brother was home from college. And I walked in and he looks at me and goes, uh-huh. And I'm like, what? What? He's like that. What is he, what is he talking about? My mother walks in and gives me that, oh, look. I said, what? What? I walk in my bedroom and look in the mirror and I'm just red. Because the whiskers, you know, all around my burn, you know.
That's exactly why I grew this goatee.
So embarrassing.
That's amazing. Just walk around like nothing with evidence all over your face.
No. Yeah, I can so relate to that.
I've never told anybody that story.
That's
uh-oh.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, we have an exclusive.
Yeah.
And guess what's going to be the sound bite? I've never told anybody this story. Oh, that's gonna be our new motto.
I've never told anybody this before. I was just thinking, they have segments.
They do.
The girls have segments.
What do you mean segments?
Segments on their show. They have like the Spanish word.
So they have. That's the only segment they have.
No, we have our resident mixologist.
Oh yeah, well that's right. A whole show though.
Next
really.
Week we're bringing back our comic, comedian.
Yeah.
Are you? Oh yeah.
Babs. At large.
Yeah.
The one that gave me the nip slip.
Right.
That's right.
She's going to kill me.
No, that's a different person. Oh,
that's a different person.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't
even
know that.
This is Babs the comic, yeah.
Right.
Babs the comic. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to keep that straight. Is that like David Mills and Cactus Jack?
Yeah.
Same alter ego kind of thing?
You never see them together.
That's right. Never.
Like Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Makes you think.
Things that make you go,
There's another thing to make you go, you need to go on a break.
Oh. Wow, she's a little Hitler.
She's a taskmaster.
Segway. Yes. I'm the Segway expert.
Oh, I told her she brings a certain level of professionalism to our show.
Yeah, no kidding.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's encorecoffeeshop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
Really?
Strap is the wrong one, but it says milk here.
It does, and I thought I changed it. I didn't change it enough, obviously.
It's Felicia and Julie. Yeah.
So, can you talk high pitch? Who's got the big boobs between the two? Me.
I think we're tied.
You're going to be Felicia?
I think we're tied.
Oh, no. Well, listen, we can change that right now, too, so and I'll show you how to do that on the fly. No, just leave that on there.
Yeah.
Go talk. Hey, Ken, just talk.
We're poking, okay? Oh, we're poking the at bang. The board.
Yeah.
We're fiddling and fiddling. So, yeah, we need segments, and I think that should be on the list.
Okay.
I've never told anybody this before. That could be a segment.
I've never told anybody. Oh,
right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I can even get one of the ladies from Felk to do an introduction.
Right.
To that. For those of you, I know we haven't said it enough, but Felk, and it's Felk and Melk.
Felk and Melk.
So Felk stands for F-E-L-K, stands for Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
Yes.
And Melk is Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
So I think, yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I want to make sure that we plug Felk because, you know, that's right. Thanks. Man, I was trying to set you up, so you caught it.
We need shirts. So we
shirts?
Need, yeah, t-shirts.
Oh.
We need a t-shirt.
We already had that idea, I'm sorry.
On one side has our logo. You guys don't have a logo.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Do you?
Yeah,
do you have one?
Yeah, I've been working
where
on
is it.
Okay, yeah,
so, okay, so you don't have one. You're working on one. Anyway, so we need, on one side, it needs to have our logo.
Right.
And on the other side, for hours, it needs to say, got milk.
Got milk. Oh, I love that.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's black and white. So black shirt, white letters, everything.
I love that.
And theirs is Felk It.
Felk It.
Right?
I love that too.
Yeah.
Oh, you found it?
Oh, look at that.
That's the rough draft.
Oh, we're seeing a picture of the rough draft of the
and
logo
listen,
for Felk. That's amazing. It's actually been bugging me a little while about
the
that t-shirts? That they didn't have a logo.
Well, my buddy Kirk James is doing it, and it costs money.
Yeah.
So I said to Julie, she goes, Julie and Felicia both, and they're like, well, we'll cover the logo. We'll take care of that. I'm like, okay, then. If you guys will do that, then I'll buy the t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I'll pay for the t-shirts. We'll get them imprinted and
cool.
We'll go from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you think there's been much progress on that?
Yeah. He just sent me an email the other day. It's almost done. Trust me. Famous last words. No. Kirk's busy, and I failed to send him a punch-up. He does better if you punch him. It's kind of like you, Ken.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot better if you punch him up. Although you've been kind of like, I need to get you some pictures. I've been failing on my job.
Yes.
But yeah, you've been getting those on the website really quick.
Yeah.
I'll give Ken Collins Marketing another plug. It does our website, interwestconcepts.com. And it has all these podcasts that we're talking about and a new one getting ready to come out. And as a matter of fact, Julie is going to be my first guest on that.
Mills
Mumblings.
Mills Mumblings.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about surgery since we both have post-op stuff. So.
Yeah.
But Mills Mumblings, I don't know what at all. It's going to have live feed on YouTube as well, video.
Cool.
I'm worried about the music getting it on YouTube, so I'm going to pick your brain on how to get... Because I own that music.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if they'll accept that or not.
I haven't looked into it because I've just avoided the whole music thing on YouTube. But there may be some way to put like your licenses in there or to do something. The thing with YouTube, though, it's different. So whenever you have music going with a visual medium like video, it changes the game. So it's a whole other thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So some licensing for music you can use for shows like this or on the radio or whatever, but when you put it on a video, they're like, no, because they want to control the imagery that goes along with the music.
But if you're doing a live feed, because it's going to be live,
yeah.
How can they I guess they just let it play that one time and then mute it. Know.
No idea.
You're my marketing guy.
To look into it. This is the first I've heard.
I know. I thought I'd say to you that I was going to do it on YouTube as well, but I really haven't put all that together. I'm still trying to get the damn phone number squared away that I get, excuse my French, shit from mainly from Felk. Because they have a fan club, and they want them to be able to call them.
Did you go to the website?
No. No. Come not on. Yet. Yeah,
I knew that Durango job would screw everybody up.
Yeah, seriously.
Really? You know, but here's the deal. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. New hip.
Right on, man.
New gig. I mean, and kind of a new woman. Kind of. We'll just wait and see what goes down.
You feel like or have one?
It's a long, drawn-out story, and I don't want to get her. Okay.
It was just the wording of all that.
I know.
The first thing that popped in my head is, wait, you feel like a new woman?
Oh, I feel like a new. Oh, okay. I do. I feel like a new woman. That's right.
New hip, new job. Feel like a new woman.
It's raining men.
I'm empowered, baby.
I was doing Shania Twain.
Were you?
Yeah.
What is that? I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. I can say this. I am in touch with my feminine side. And I did get slapped in the face by a phallic an actual...
You did? I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, thanks to Julie and Felicia. Slapped me several times. I did not, regardless of what they tell you, and even though that I'm smiling in the picture, I'm holding back like, knock it off!
He enjoyed every second.
I just, you know, nothing against that, but I just don't swing that way. Although I've thought about it, because that'll double your dating chances, right?
Right, sure.
But no, I don't. And I have nothing against it, whatever, you know, whatever. It's just not my thing.
No.
Period.
No.
I wonder if it offends them if I kid about it. You don't think so?
No. Gay people have such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
I've known a few, but I don't know that I've ever kidded about being gay with them. But I don't know.
I think I have with a few.
Have you?
Friends. Yeah.
Well, you know, I hate to say that. Yeah, I got gay friends. I had to be that guy.
Right.
But I do, I have had in the past.
What I'm saying is I haven't done that with people I don't know, you know?
True. That makes sense.
It's a friend, and friends just generally give each other all kinds of shit.
Right.
I mean, that's what friends are for, to make fun of each other.
I know, and you're fun to make fun of.
I know.
Because you take it so
well.
I have all kinds
of things to make fun of.
Well, and it's like water on a duck's back, man. You're let it flow, baby. Hit me with your best shot. You're like Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, exactly. We just talked about that early in this show. Had Felicia on the show, on my show. It cracked me up. She was like, I always want to mess with you. I want to make fun of you.
I know,
like,
roast I saw you that. That's so funny.
What I cut out, because I edit my show, I cut out the whole evil description of how I really am.
Did you really?
to where there's no need. There's no need to worry about what I think. You're not going to offend me. You're not going to hurt me. It's not going to happen.
Well, you know, I think the deal is I think they both were very flattered that you invited them to the show, for one thing.
Yeah, and they honestly believe I'm a nice guy.
I know. That's the part really got me, too. Holy crap. I need to take them out back and explain to them exactly what an asshole you are.
We know. We just wanted the exposure.
Oh, there you go. Right. Oh, see? Yeah. They're smart like dummies.
I know. Yeah. I kept doing like subtle misogynistic little comments or whatever and pointing them out to Julie. But she just did one. She just did like the subtle, like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're not feeling
Felicia's in your face humor. This yeah. one, this one, on the other hand, is like, here comes the knife. You don't see it coming. Right in the nose.
I think something bit me. No, that's much worse.
Yeah. Exactly right. All right, so what are your plans for the summer?
Oh, man.
I know, summer's you're, I like know you're out the campground every weekend.
Over. Yeah.
It is kind of half over,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I know, before you do that, I want to know how the 4th of July camp out thing went.
So that's
did
what I was
just
about
naked?
To say. Yeah. No. You know what? If it were a few years ago, only a few, roughly 3 or 4 years ago, that would have been true. But we've all just been like aging rapidly. It's really weird. So
it happens when you drink too much.
No, it's my bedtime. My bedtime is 2 o'clock, 2 a.m.
If really?
It's a work, that's when I go to bed. Yeah, so I'm up at the lake. It's a weekend. I should be able to stay up later than that, right? And we used to kind of push those envelopes, but everybody's like, yeah, it's 10, it's 11, I'm going to call it a night. And I'm like, really? It's Friday night. It's Saturday night. Come on. And we're just hanging.
Anybody stay up with you?
No, everybody goes to bed now. So
not
there's
even Jerry?
No. Yeah, but we used to on a regular basis. There was streaking going on because the sprinklers start coming on and the big grass part. So
you got to get naked and run the
right,
sprinklers.
You have to run sprinklers.
Was that
on
a truth or dare kind of thing?
No, it's just hey, the sprinklers are on. Let's do this. So, or naked hide and seek.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all that stuff's gone. Oh, the good old days. No, but so 4th of July, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, I can
so
tell.
So it's not a relaxing weekend at all.
That's why you weren't here last week. But I can tell you this, too. I want to say real quick before I forget. So you go to bed at 2 o'clock. Guess what time I went to bed last night?
When?
6:30.
No.
At night, not in the morning.
No, that's not possible, Dave.
Yeah, but I was up at 1:30, so 6:30 to 1:30. Okay, so yeah, so I'm up when I'm getting up out of bed and having my coffee when you're going to bed.
I haven't even eaten dinner yet at 6:30.
You know, I got an hour's drive to get to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, I had a rough day the day before. I was feeling really, and then I was up half the night, peeing. Yeah. My prostate must have been enlarged. I don't know. It's a male thing. Hey, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. Julie's going to slap me if we don't go to break.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio productions to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Karen.
Get a kick off of that? I'm her agent. Take care of you, Julie. I know the mics are live now.
I'll kick her. Yeah.
You'll kick her?
Yeah. Love you, Julie.
Love you, too.
You know, I had something I was going to say, and we got totally off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time getting a train, keeping my train on the track, much less my caboose.
You were talking about sleeping. It was the last thing you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe your prostate was enlarged.
Well, the nice part about last night, the night before, like I say, I was up like every other, like about an hour, every hour and a half, you could set your watch by me getting my butt out of bed and going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Last night, 6:30, I did not wake up till 1:30.
Yeah.
Did not. And I thought, well, I got a few minutes left on the alarm, you know. I thought, yeah, maybe I'll just hit snooze and let it go on. Or before the alarm even goes off, because right. It didn't go off at 1:30. So I was laying there and I'm like, oh no, it's time to go. I had to run to use the bathroom. And then once I got up, I'm like, yeah. I'm wide awake. I'm just going to stay up. Got my coffee and got things. Yeah. But you know, I can get a lot of crap done. I can do a lot of stuff at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And then I hit the road to Durango.
That's my favorite time.
Yeah, but you're up
but that's
all
before
night.
I go to bed.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But see, I go to work at 5 in the morning. I try to be there at 5, so it's a little different. You really, you know, you're not set about any particular schedule.
No.
Because I know not to text you before 10 o'clock. Yeah. I have, but I know I'm not supposed to. Maybe if I'm pissed at you, I'll
say. Actually, before 9.
Before 9? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So my phone just won't even hear it. So it goes, I used to have it set to midnight. Like, to stop bugging me at midnight, because that's my time. But till 9 a.m. in the morning. So phone calls, text messages, it just doesn't even make a noise.
Even though
on
I know I'm a client, but I'm a friend, too. I mean, goddammit.
Yeah, email me. That's what all my clients do. Email me.
Prick. I'm not going to edit that out either.
It's a constant training process.
Thanks a lot. You can't teach this old dog any new tricks.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Email.
So I'm gonna start lighting your phone up, even though you've got it on silent. But when you open it up at 9 o'clock, it's going to be like, what the hell's Mills doing?
You know what will happen is because I'm not hearing any of them, I won't bother. I'll see that all that stuff sitting there. I'm like, well, I have to leave that there so that I don't forget that I looked at it and just get on my day. And so what happens is then I get back to the computer. I start all my checkups. I look through all my YouTube analytics. I look through my Buzzsprout analytics. I look through all that stuff. And then I start going through email and weeding all that out because everything is an email. So it takes me a good part of the day to get through email. So once I've finally, if I ever do, get through all of my email, then I check on what I have on my phone.
All right, so then I'm gonna start inundating you with email then.
Yes, that's the one.
Will that piss you off if I send you like 20, 30 emails?
No, that's what I do. That's where I spend my day.
I'm gonna make them like, you know, 20 pages long, so you have to read them and take you away from all your other paying clients.
You won't have time.
You're right.
Dude.
I'm going to hire somebody.
I am a professional at this. I can get through a crap ton of emails. What bugs me is that I'm that guy, right? If I write more than 3 sentences in an email, people don't read it. I'm like, there's a lot of good information in here. Yeah. It's 2 very small paragraphs. Just read it. Read it. But if it's more than longer than a text message would be in an email, they're like, I don't have time.
You know, I used to, when I posted stuff on Facebook, I felt like people wouldn't read it if it was very long.
Yeah.
You know, so I always try to keep it around 1 or 2 sentences.
Yeah.
What I have found out is that the longer I make it, the more people respond to it.
It depends, yeah.
I guess it might be good content. Maybe my content's better if it's longer.
And you build a reputation, right? So I know some people that are using that as their blog.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah, that's what I do.
They have a daily Facebook post that's like, it takes 10 minutes to read the thing.
Oh, no, mine's not that bad.
Good Lord. Start a blog. but you build a reputation. And so you have a bunch of people that follow you and friends of yours and everything that they're like, oh, my God, what's David doing now? What's he saying now or whatever? And so they want to be, they want to read that and see what
it's happens. Funny because those longer ones I'll post. And, you know, the shorter ones I'll get maybe 30, 40 likes. Yeah. The longer ones, 150, 200. And I'm thinking, I need to stay long. I just need to keep the story of my life.
stay long. It's a good motto for all men. Yeah. All men, stay long.
Yeah,
well, that should be a new thing.
Stay long.
Hey, stay long, buddy.
Listen, when you get to be my age, you have to stick your finger up your buttonhole or snake to get it to come out.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. I remember you.
I tried to make Julie turn red, but it didn't even faze her. She's just giving me that.
She shakes her head a lot.
She's giving me that podcast wife look, like dumbass.
Podcast wife.
She's my podcast. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Her husband knows that. She is my podcast wife.
Podcast wife. Yeah. Awesome.
I don't have any others. Julie is it. I'm true to Julie in the podcast.
You're pod-non-nogamous.
Podnonymous?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I think I need another beer. I don't know. It's been a while since I've eaten, so that one beer is already starting to go to my head a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not slurring anything, am I?
No, not yet.
Okay, because
I wouldn't tell you if you were.
You wouldn't tell me?
No, I know.
You would, asshole. I've spit on the microphone a couple of times, so yeah. That's why I try to keep
that's
these.
That's your microphone.
Yeah, it is.
Spit away.
Julie has used it, though.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I'll try to
I don't lick it.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were licking my microphone.
No. You wish I would lick your microphone.
Yes.
Don't we all?
Holy, we haven't done this. We need to do this. We're at Traeger's Bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. We kind of are.
Yeah, we are Traeger's. And I'm getting ready to...
Yeah, the doghouse.
Doghouse.
Yeah.
You know, I've been getting hot dogs from there.
Yeah.
But you like their sliders. You got a dog last time.
Yeah.
Did you like the dog okay?
Yeah, the dog was good. But I thought it was going to be the one that came in a tortilla. And so I have to figure out which is the one that comes in a tortilla.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's the New Mexico dog. But they may have just had somebody. No, she's
New
saying.
Mexico dog
Julie says no.
Oh.
So there's
one of them does, because I got it.
Because I want that. That's different. And I want to try that.
Put your dog in a tortilla.
Yeah, I want to
put your wiener in a tortilla. Yeah.
I really do. Really do.
Yeah. He needs to wrap his wiener.
Yeah. Wrap that rascal.
I've always heard that advice. Wrap that. Yeah. So that's what I want to do.
But you like the sliders.
Yeah, the sliders are really good.
Okay, that's like a pulled pork, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a slider tonight, I think.
They're good.
Yeah.
I got, because we did the salsa competition here.
Yes.
Right? And so.
He brought samples.
Yeah, he brought samples around. They were sliders.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
So. That's I'm a rut person. I find the rut. I find the thing that I like. Whenever I go to a restaurant, I don't look at the menu. I already know if
what
I've been
get,
to that
yeah.
restaurant before. I know the thing I like.
We're doing great.
Thank you. That's all objective.
Wait, I don't know. I can't speak for Ken.
Yeah, we were just I'm good. We were just asked if we were doing okay. And that's
That is objective.
Yeah.
Objective.
It depends on how you look at it. Are we doing okay?
Let's ask Julie. Are we doing okay?
As a group, I think we are.
I love you both too much to say, so just continue.
You know, I just have to say this. I know you... Did you lose your train of thought?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I want to say this real quick. I am so happy, blessed, whatever you want to call it, to have the crew that works with me that I have.
Right?
You know, I don't know how I ever fell into Julie, but I am so glad.
I love the wording. I love it. Go with it. Go with the wording. Yes. We're going with fell into Julie.
It's only podcast wife, Herb. It's okay.
But you and then, of course, Ren, who was with me from the beginning, but or not from the beginning,
from
but early on.
From pre-beginning, if you are only talking podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was with me in radio. Yeah, for sure. Great engineer.
Yeah.
And then Felicia, I don't. What a kick. And her husband. Have you met her? You
haven't
met her. Oh, my God.
I haven't met Julie's husband. I have not met Felicia's
husband. Well, I know her.
I need to
meet
Julie's
great guy,
too. Because I'm going to get his permission to see her other tattoo. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I didn't know about her other tattoo.
Yeah.
You got another tattoo?
What do you mean tattoo? What makes you think I only have one more?
Oh,
well,
tattoos.
There's at least one more. Okay, yeah. We'll figure this out.
Oh.
That's why
the
I went,
plot thickens.
That's why I need to meet her.
She's giving us a finger, but I don't want to stop yet.
I'm getting the permission.
Yeah.
No, I haven't met either one of them. No.
And then, of course, Eric. I mean, Eric, what a sweetheart.
I know. Yeah.
And who am I forgetting? Felicia. I don't. When those two decided to go up against us, I was like,
I know.
At first, I was a little skeptical, but man, after recording a couple of shows, I'm like, holy crap, these ladies are. And their last one that they did, that'll come out before this one, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, you mentioned that before we went on mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Female encounters of the life kind. Here. Go to innerwestconcepts.com and you'll see all of them there.
All the shows.
Them. And then, of course, AJ, who does this kind of a separate thing.
Yeah.
That's a Danae podcast. And it's really cool. She's going to delve off into some history and had a nice meeting with her today as well. So I don't know. Who am I forgetting?
Are you still doing Glow Up?
Well, I'm going to interview another lady for that.
Okay.
April is just way too busy. She just can't. And with her school and everything
else.
So
she's the one. April is the one you started Glow Up with.
Started Glow Up with me, right. And so, actually, it was her brainchild. Most of these have been other people's brainchild. Well, not most of them, I guess, but.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them have been other people's, and I just try to capitalize on that. But I've just been so lucky, blessed, whatever.
Yeah.
To have the people around me that I do have. So it's time, where I was going with that whole thing, it's time for us to do sometime this summer to get us all together.
Ooh.
You know, and maybe...
We kind of did that. Didn't we do that last year?
We did it last year, yeah. We got all together at DeCapo Music Room.
Yeah.
I want to do that again. So.
Yeah.
But maybe we should do it here and have it out on the patio, or maybe, you know, a place out at the lake where we...
We could actually do
I don't think we can get talk anybody into running naked through the sprinklers, but we might.
We could do it here or...
Oh,
they're not a sponsor. I mean, Traeger's is a sponsor.
Yeah, they're a sponsor. But it doesn't really matter. Maybe a potential sponsor. Oh, yeah. We
do want to have the next crossover recording that
we
have with all of us.
We
want to have it Francisca's.
Yeah.
We could do that.
And you and I are supposed to
dress
up like Mexican cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, who was saying that?
Felicia.
Have you got a pair of those long-toed boots?
I don't.
Those ones that go curly at the end?
No. I always liked like the rounded or kind of snubbed off ones.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
I used to sell Tony Lama boots. I should know what that toe. I think it's an R-toe is what they called it.
Okay.
Or J-toe was the pointed one.
Yeah.
They didn't have those long-ass pointed ones that looked like skis when I was selling boots. All right, Ken, I think we're out of time. Do you have any last words? Last statement?
I've never told anybody this before.
Uh-oh.
That's our new segment.
I love that idea.
Maybe. I've never told anybody this before.
Okay, listen. Yeah. I've never told anybody.
But I'm going to tell you guys because I totally trust you.
Oh, my God.
Totes trust you guys.
Julie, do you have any last words of wisdom?
I always say be kind.
Yes, she does.
I do.
But
I try hard.
Why be kind? I mean, certain circumstances, but... I don't know.
We should try.
I'll try.
If you're kind to more people, then maybe they'll stop and think, I guess I'm an asshole. Maybe I'll be a little nicer to
people. Don't be an asshole, Ken.
Be an asshole.
Listen, think that through.
The world needs something to pull us together. I'm telling you. We're headed.
Right. We kind of do.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, I'll watch it burn. It's fine. It's entertainment to me.
I don't want to get to that point. All right. You know what? All I can say is don't let your dilly dangle. How's
no.
That?
There you go.
All right.
Good advice.
Julie, thank you for running sound. I love you very much. Give Herb a big hug, and you're going to take him a dog, right?
I am.
Okay, good deal.
No, give him a kiss. Give him a kiss for me.
Well,
Thomas for me.
That comes after that.
With tongue. Yeah. Thanks, Julie.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.